the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast on tonight. We hope you get a blessing on tonight. We want to get ready to turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord so we can go in prayer. And at this time, Pastor Sheila Hameen will lead us in a word of prayer. With our minds on the Lord, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we come to you, Lord, and we humble ourselves before you. We ask you, Lord, to please be merciful unto us and hear our cry. Oh, God, as we come, Lord Jesus, search our hearts, oh, Lord, and whatever is not pleasing to you, Lord, whatever is not right, we ask for forgiveness. Please, oh, God, and take it, remove it from our hearts right now. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, cover us under your blood. Wash us and clean us up on the inside and on the outside. Send your anointing upon us, oh, God. Anoint us for your service. Anoint us to do your will. Anoint us, Lord, to serve you, oh, God. Lord, bless the works of our hands, that your name may be glorified in all that we do. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Oh, in the name of Jesus.
Savior, please remember us on this night. Stop by, Lord, and be about us. Stop by, God, and leave a blessing behind. Lord, stop by with healing and deliverance. Oh, my God, work wonders and work miracles.
Work wonders.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus.
We're
looking unto you, Lord, and we're depending on you right now. We need a touch from you, Lord. We need encouragement. Oh, God, lift heavy burdens. Rebuke the spirit of oppression. Right now, God, rebuke the spirit of depression. Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy right now.
Have mercy.
Save blind souls, Lord. Deliver bound souls everywhere. Those, oh, God, that are caught up in the drugs and alcohol, in the habits that they just can't break. Urges. They cannot control. Have mercy,
Lord.
God.
Mercy.
Deliver them from these things. You are the only one who has the power, and you're able to make them whole right now. Oh, Lord Jesus, help that soul, Lord, that's seeking to serve you, Lord, seeking to be saved. Help them, oh, God, to find their way.
Help, Lord.
To light unto their path and a lamp unto their feet. Lead them out of darkness into your marvelous light. Lord God,
Lord,
you can do it. Oh, Lord Jesus, let your light shine upon them right now, Lord, while we pray this prayer. Lord, we ask that you will bless in this broadcast tonight, Lord. Send a blessing, Lord Jesus. We ask that you will bless Evangelist Maeve, God, that you will strengthen her, that you will anoint her the more and use her for your service, oh, God. Speak
with
her,
more,
Lord, to her tonight, Lord Jesus, and let that word go out and reach every target that is intended in the name of Jesus.
Name
Lord,
of Jesus.
We know that your word will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that for which you sent it out. And we are asking you, Lord, to remember all the listeners tonight, Lord, everyone who is listening to this broadcast. We are praying for them, Lord, a special prayer that you will bless them abundantly, Lord, with the blessing that they stand in need of. In the name of Jesus,
in the name
we are praying
of Jesus.
For those who are on a prayer list, one by one, name by name, every list, everywhere, all around the world, that you will move, oh God, Lord, each and every soul, even their family members and their extended family, or anyone that's represented by those names on the list. Bless abundantly, Lord Jesus. Heal and deliver. Bring comfort and consolation to those who are bereaved of their loved ones. We know you're able, my God. Comfort them tonight. Console them, Lord Jesus. Be close to them, oh God, and let them know that you are there to to carry them through this difficult time. In the name of Jesus, Lord, remember that soul that's discouraged. Lord, the one that's on the verge of throwing up hands and giving up. Lord, please remember them tonight and bless them, oh God, to trust you. Help them to depend on you. Help them to look to you, Lord, not to lose faith, not to lose hope, but to look to you and to wait patiently until you move, until you set things in order. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we want to thank you. We thank you for your mercy, Lord. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your goodness toward us, Lord. We don't deserve anything from you, Lord, but you've been so gracious and so merciful, and we are so grateful, Lord. We thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you for blessing us, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us our answers. We praise you, Lord. We magnify you, and we lift you up. Now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for that opening prayer.
Yes.
At this time, we're going to have the opening scripture. I will be reading from Psalms, the 15th chapter, beginning with the first verse. I will be reading from the 15th number of Psalms, beginning with the first verse. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. In those eyes a vile person is contemned. But he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. That's all right. We thank God for the reading of the opening scripture. At this time, we're going to have our announcement and a song coming through. Thank you, Khadija Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, and thank you all for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Mega Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. And the access code is 584-7681. And you may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5, and 5 is FIVE. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. And the dial-in number is 319-527-6763. And you may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service Title I School. And one is O-N-E. And we want to continue to pray for Deacon Albert Mack, for Logan, Esther Holloway, Donald Holloway, Bill Bradley. We want to pray for all unsaved family members, for Mika Ray, pastor in Camden, Benitra Blackshirt. We want to pray for India West, Larry Denson, Ava Brown Feliciano, Sister Adele, Mary Anderson, Samuel Anderson, Sister Cheryl Edmond, Jada McBride, Margie Paldo, Charles Morris, Shirley Donaldson, Andrew Marshall, Celeste Hall, and added to the prayer list is Lazard Dumas, and also Evangelist Cynthia Edmond. We're praying a special prayer for her, and we want to continue to pray for the bereaved Gale family and all those who are requesting prayer at this time. And those are all the announcements that I have. And I'm sing a portion of this song. Remember me, Lord. Remember me. Remember me, Lord. Remember me. While I'm on this, while I'm on this, while I'm on this tedious journey, remember me. Teach me how to love my enemies, and teach me how to love my friends. I know it gets hard sometimes, but you see, I've got a made up mind while I'm on this. While I'm on this. While I'm on this tedious journey, remember me. Remember me, Lord. Remember me. Remember me, Lord. Remember me. While I'm on this, while I'm on this, while I'm on this tedious journey, remember me. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may give words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly thank God for the Gospel Truth broadcast. Once again, I do give honor to God, give honor to whom honor is due. Thank God for all of you for tuning in. Thank God for the opening scripture that was read. Also for that beautiful selection sang by Evangelista. I tell you, God, he truly is a mighty God, and he is blessing us right now.
Amen.
And I think on that scripture that was read, there's a question to the Lord saying, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? And
yes,
the answer is listed right there. These
yes
are the things that we can do. And the promise is that whoever would do these things shall never be moved. Praise
Amen
be to God. So the Lord, he will plant us, and he will cause us to be unmovable. Oh, glory to God. And I
Amen
remember one of the singing song I really love to hear, rooted and grounded and wrapped up in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. I tell you, we got to be rooted and grounded in the Lord. And
amen.
I just thank the Lord. My soul is rejoicing. I'm happy on this Tuesday night. It's a night of praise. It's a time to glorify God. Amen. It's a time for soul searching, to see where we stand with the Lord, to get closer to him. And I recall that when we were going to the building there at the headquarters church on Tuesday nights years ago, we used to get in there and we would pray for hours. And I thank God greatly.
Oh,
on Tuesday night. We could bring all of our burdens. We could come and we could just cry out before God and wait on him in prayer. Hallelujah. And after a while, the Spirit of God would fill the room where we were, and souls would be delivered. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Oh, glory to God. Prayers would be answered. Just God would work miracles.
Yes, he would.
On that Tuesday night because of the prayer that we prayed. Amen.
Thank you,
oh,
Jesus.
Glory to God. And my mind just happened to go back to that time when we prayed like that. And I mean, inside, I was so excited. I couldn't hardly wait for Tuesday night to get to that church and pray. Because, I mean, the benefit, the blessing that would come after praying like that. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
God would just manifest himself. He would speak. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And we didn't mind waiting on him.
Amen.
Stay right there until we got the answer from him.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise be to God. So I want to encourage you to get on back down to business and pour your heart out to the Lord. Pray unto him until you can put your name where it says in that second verse, whatever your name is, that worketh uprightly. Whatever your name is, worketh righteousness. And speaketh the truth in his heart. Oh, praise be to God, and so on and so forth. We can pray until God clean us up. We can pray until God reveals himself.
Yes.
I encourage you tonight to listen to the word of God. Listen for the Lord to speak to you, glory to God, and get your heart ready to receive the word of God. Put aside all your distractions. Anything that you're doing, stop it. Put it aside and wait until the word of God has come forth and you have heard what thus saith the Lord. Don't let anything distract you from hearing this word tonight. And I just thank God for Evangelist May. She doesn't mind letting God have his way. And we're going to ask that you pray along with her and for her as she comes to bring forth the word of God. God bless Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for those beautiful exhortations coming through Evangelist Sheila Amin. I tell you, I thank God for that prayer. Prayer changes. And I remember those days well. Oh, my God, there were some beautiful days. I tell you, I just thank God for this opportunity to break the word of God on this broadcast. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for every soul that is listening to this broadcast. We pray that you will touch and bless, save, heal, and forgive. Blot out of transgressions. Let sins be forgiven, and let souls be healed. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we thank you for this prayer. We pray that you continue to have your way. Let your will be done. We'll give thy name the praise, the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. We're going to go to the word of God. I'm going to ask you to turn to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter, verse 18. Also, St. Matthew, the 10th chapter, and verse 7. And then we'll go to St. Matthew, the 4th chapter, and verse 17. And my title tonight is Proclaiming the Gospel. The theme is Preachers Preach the Gospel. Preachers Preach the Gospel. And glory to God, this message is to the preachers, every born-again believer who have been called full of Jesus Christ. This message is to you. Glory to God. I believe proclaim or preach means to declare publicly, to announce or proclaim. And that's what I believe in doing. If God called you into this ministry, you are to proclaim the gospel. You had so many preaching the gossip, something they heard, something that they had not seen, but something somebody told them, something they heard about this situation or that situation. But I'm not talking about preaching the gossip. I'm talking about proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in St. Matthew, the 28th chapter, and I'm going to back up to verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted. And the reason some of them doubted was because they knew that Jesus had been crucified and he had appeared to them. Then over in the 10th verse it says, then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there they shall see me. And Jesus had been crucified. He had been risen. And now he was telling them, telling the 11 disciples, and he said unto them in verse 18, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And going over to St. Matthew, the 10th chapter, in verse 7, and as ye go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And going to St. Matthew 4:17, from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, as I stated before, Jesus had been crucified, he had risen, and Jesus began to tell his disciples, go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there they shall see me. I believe these were the women he told this to, and they began to go and tell the disciples, his brethren, that he was going to be in Galilee. And then it goes on to say how that Jesus began to tell the 11 disciples down in Galilee. He said, and when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Some of them doubted. They didn't know whether this was Jesus or not, but because they knew that he had been crucified. But this was the Christ, the Son of the living God. He had risen, and he was about to be caught up in the air to be with his Father, to go back with his Father. And verse 18 tells us, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. This was a commandment from the Lord Jesus himself. He told them to go therefore and teach all nations. not just in one nation, but go into all the nations and teach, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Jesus, let the disciples know that he is with them always, even on the end of the world. You don't have to worry because I'll be with you. Even through your tests and your trials, your tribulations, I am with you all the way. I'll be with you when you're going through your tests. I'll be with you in your time of tribulation. Glory to God. The word was being preached by Jesus. He preached to the disciples. He preached to those who were sick and afflicted. Jesus began to let them know that they had to repent of their sins, for the kingdom of God is at hand. He told them in St. Mark 15, and he said, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. He said, repent ye and believe the gospel. And he said, Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. And the disciples began to follow Jesus, and he made them to be fishers of men. They were able to go out and win souls for the Lord. And this is what every born-again preacher is supposed to be doing. We are supposed to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, so much so that souls will come in. Souls will repent of their sins and fall out with their ways and begin to seek the Lord and call upon the name of the Lord. The Bible said, how then shall they call upon him? How shall they call upon him if they hadn't heard about him? That's why we have to go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Yes. We got to let them know that Jesus, he is alive, and he's the one that died for them. The Bible says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him in whom they had not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? How are they going to hear without a preacher? This is how they hear. And how shall he preach except he be sent? You've got to be sent by God. And when you're sent by God, you are going to proclaim Jesus. That's how the word of God is projected. That's how a soul can believe on Jesus. But if you're preaching gossip, glory to God, they don't believe that. Glory to God, they don't know who that is. They just believe in what you heard, what you're telling them that you heard. But the Bible said, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? If you haven't told them about Jesus, you got to tell them about Jesus and not about the gossip and not about what you heard or not about what somebody told you or not about what your mama said. You got to tell them what Jesus said. And if they hear the word of God, glory to God, they can repent of their sins and be sorry that they sinned against God. Why? Because you are proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. You're telling them what Jesus said, what the word of God said. And the Bible said, how can they preach except they be sent? They got to be sent. There are some that haven't been sent, but they've been put up. Glory to God.
Amen.
God's man. God didn't call them. Glory to God.
No.
They don't even know who called them. If you ask them who called them,
even tell you if they've really been called. All they know was that they was put in this office. Glory to God, I'm telling you, if the Lord didn't put me in this office, I would go somewhere and sit in the back of the church. Lord, I tell you, I just sit on down because this thing is not done in a corner. When God called you into this ministry, hallelujah, everybody is going to know it. I tell you, it's not just going to be you that know about it, but everybody is going to know that God called you because you're going to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's going to use you. You'll be able to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Be able to open the blinded eyes. The word of God said, greater works than these shall ye do. Hallelujah. You're going to do greater works than what Jesus did.
Amen.
You're going to do more work than what he did, because Jesus only lived 32 years on the face of this earth. And some of us, we've been on the face of the earth for decades. Glory to God. But you have to learn to preach the gospel and not the gossip. You got to tell this good news. Tell about Jesus so somebody can believe on the only begotten Son of God, so that somebody will repent of their sins, so somebody will give their life to the Lord. The word is telling us to go ye therefore and teach all nations. We have to go out there into the world, not sit there and wait to get up in the pulpit. Some people think because they're in the pulpit, God called them to preach. But I want you to know, I don't care where you put them. If God didn't call them, you can't preach. Hallelujah. You are doing the thing on your own. God didn't call you. You can't do this job. I tell you, God, he's a mighty God. He's a powerful God. You have some, they're sitting in the pulpit, but they can't preach because God didn't call them to preach. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You have to know of a surety that the Lord called you into this ministry. And when he called you, he's going to give you a message. You're going to have a message for the people. Glory to God. If you don't have a message, who told you to preach? Who told you to preach? The Bible said the Spirit of the Lord is, God is upon me. This is in Isaiah 61:1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek, bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prisons to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. God said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. When God called you, everybody is going to know that he called you. His Spirit will be upon you, and you will not be able to help yourself. But you will preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Tell somebody able to say to the uttermost, you'll tell them that God can do everything, that he can say to the uttermost. He can fill with the Holy Ghost. You're going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. You're going to tell them what Jesus has done, how the Lord has brought you out. Hallelujah. I believe Philip, he never proclaimed to be a preacher. Everybody is not going to be sitting up in a pulpit preaching. You have some lay deacons that preach, but they minister to the tables. They take care of the tables, the offerings, and all of that. They don't have to be sitting in a pulpit to preach. I believe Philip, he went down to the city of Samaria, and he preached Christ unto them. Why? Because he heard about Jesus. He heard the good news himself, and he began to go down and preach in Samaria, and he preached so until some of them believed. The Ethiopian eunuch began to say, here is water. What must I do to be saved? He didn't tell them to come back next year. He didn't tell them to wait until this time. Wait till the convocation. Glory to God. But he said, here is water. What doth hinder me from being baptized? I heard our general overseer say that ties them in a bathtub. Glory to God. Wherever there was water, they would baptize them. And that's the way the Ethiopian eunuch began to say, here is the water. The water is right here. What do hinder me from being baptized? And he was baptized. And Philip went on down, and he preached until the whole city was converted. Glory to God. He preached word of God. He preached about this man called Jesus. Glory to God. He didn't preach no gossip. He preached the word of God. He proclaimed the gospel. He declared it publicly to everybody. He didn't care who they was, but he let them all know who Jesus was. And that's the way we have to be. We have to let everybody know who Jesus is. We got to publish this thing. We got to announce it. We got to let somebody know Jesus is the one that saves, that he heals and delivers. Glory to God. St. Mark 2:2 says he preached the word of God to them. Jesus, he went on and he preached the word of God to the people so that they could receive Christ, receive the word, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's what I heard when I came. The word of God. The preacher wasn't preaching no gossip. He was preaching Jesus. And when I heard about it, I tell you, it began to prick my heart. My heart was touched, and I was sorry things that I did to the Lord. Because I might have thought I was doing it to other people, but I was doing this toward the Lord. I was sinning against God. Yes. And I tell you, after I heard that word, and the pastor showed us in the scripture, he didn't just preach it. He showed us scripture where it was found. And I read it for myself. And I tell you, my heart was sick, and I was ready to give my life unto the Lord. And that's what we have to do. We have to go everywhere. Go ye therefore into all the world and teach and preach. Somebody believe it. Glory to God. And is baptized, they shall be saved.
Amen.
Shall be. So
So we have to preach this gospel, proclaim the gospel, and stop talking about everything else. Talking about our car. Talking about the cat and the dog. People don't want to hear about the cat and the dog. They got a cat.
No, right there.
They got a dog in the house. They got a car. They don't want. They don't come to church to hear that. They want to hear something that's going to lift that burden off of them. Something that's going to help them to overcome their situation. And we have to be able to see that the soul is in need. Glory to God. And when you see that they are in need, you can feed them the word of God. The Bible tells us to feed the flock of God, whom the Lord had made you overseers over. God, if we feed the flock, then somebody can be saved.
Amen. Glory,
hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus.
Thank you,
they
Jesus.
Can be saved from their sins. Oh, my God, they can fall out with their ways. If we just give them the word of God, if we preach the gospel, that's like Jesus told us to do. Glory to God. Somebody will be saved. Somebody will repent of their sins. And God can work a miracle in their life just as he did in our lives. Just how the Lord saved us from our sins. But we got to proclaim this gospel, and not just in the building. Hallelujah. People want to sit in the building, want to sit in the pulpit, want to be recognized, want to be somebody. But this is no glamour show.
Okay.
Hallelujah. This thing is serious. You got to project that word of God, because God, he's going to hold us responsible. He's going to hold us in account. We're going to give an account for that. If we don't do what the Lord has given us to do, the Bible says that Jesus, he went into the synagogue, hallelujah, and he began to read in the book of Isaiah. And he said in St. Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. You may be poor, ragged, but the gospel can make you rich. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And the Bible says, and he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and he sat down, and the eyes of all of them that were in a synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is the scripture filled in your ears. Glory to God. And from that time forward, Jesus began to go from city to city, from town to town, and preach the word. Hallelujah. He preached the gospel and began to tell them the kingdom of heaven is nigh at hand. Glory to God. And he began to heal the brokenhearted. He began to heal the sick. He began to open up the blinded eyes. Jesus began to raise the dead. Glory to God. He began to do the work of the Lord. And the Bible says, this day is the scripture fulfilled. Glory to God. When God called you into this ministry, you will preach the
word of God. You'll do what the Lord is giving you to do. You'll say what he's giving you to say. I believe he told Jonah, he said, take with you words. Glory to God. Jonah tried to get away from God, but he couldn't get away. He was supposed to go down to Tarsus. Glory to God. To Nineveh. Praise the Lord. God told him to go to Nineveh. Got on board and began to go a different way. He went to Tarsus. Hallelujah. But he could not escape. Hallelujah. The Lord allowed them to cast lots, and he began to be overboard, and he was swallowed up by a large fish. The Bible didn't say what kind, but we believe it was a whale. Hallelujah. In the belly of the whale. Glory to God. But he cried. I said he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord delivered him out of the belly of the whale. Glory to God. You can't escape. If God called you into this ministry, you will not escape. You must do the will of God. And God, he will prove himself. He will manifest himself. You don't have to worry about trying to prove it to nobody. You don't have to go around wearing a tag on you. You don't have to go around saying I'm a preacher. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't have to try to prove this thing, because God himself, he will prove it, and he will manifest himself. And he'll let everybody know that he called you into this ministry to preach his gospel. Glory to God. But I'm saying to you, it starts when you get out there and start witnessing. People want to preach, but they don't want to witness. They don't want to tell nobody about Jesus.
All right.
That is really that is ignorant. You've got to be a witness first. The Bible says these signs follow them. You're going to be a witness in Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. You want to be a witness first. And when you get out there and start witnessing, the Lord will take over. Glory to God. I've seen it happen, and it happened unto me. Glory to God. He'll take over even on the street. Somebody can repent right there on the street. They don't have to be in the church. As long as you are preaching the gospel and knocking about everything except for the Lord. Talking about what happened on some show. We ain't got no business talking to the unsaved people about some show. We supposed to be telling them about Jesus. Glory to God. I tell you, God, he's real. And he's good. And I tell you, the Bible tells us in St. Luke, the 4th chapter and 18th verse, he said he had sent me to heal the brokenhearted. We supposed to be healing the brokenhearted. We not supposed to be breaking somebody's heart. They already brokenhearted. We have to bind up the brokenhearted them and let them know that Jesus is the way. We have to go into all the world and teach them. And Jesus will help us if he's living in us. He will show us how. We may not know how, but he will show us how. He will lead us, and he will guide us into all truth. Glory to God. I just thank God for his word. Preachers, preach the gospel. Don't let Satan distract you and have you talking about a picture show that came on last night, or all this stuff they got going on. Leave that stuff where it is. Preach the gospel that a soul might be saved. That's why souls are not being saved, because we talking about everything other than the gospel. People come in one way, and they go back out the same way. Instead of them come feeling better after coming to the service of the Lord, they feeling worse because you just up saying some stuff, making people feel bad. They sin, and you show them in the Word where they sin. Well, that can break up their heart.
Yeah.
But if you say your stuff, and that can cause them to get mad. But I know that God, he's able to deliver a soul when we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When we declare and proclaim this gospel in its fullness, somebody will break up that stony heart and give their life unto the Lord. And you can be the one today. If you condition and you need your heart fixed, mended back together again, God can do it. God can save you. He can lift the burden off of you, and he can help you to overcome whatever is going on in your life. If you repent of your sins, the Lord is able to save you to the uttermost on today. But you must break up that heart. Let the Lord know that you are sorry that you sinned against him and you want to be saved. You have to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh at hand. So now is the time to let go and let God have his way. At this time, we're going to go into a word of prayer. There may be somebody out there that wants to be saved. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of your son, Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you touch the souls of men in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh, Lord. We want you to save to the uttermost, oh, Lord. Help somebody to fall out with their ways. Help them to turn from their ways, oh, Lord. Help them to seek your face. Help them to receive your word into their hearts, oh, Lord. Help them to call upon you. You said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You're able to save, Lord. You're able, Jesus, to fill with the Holy Ghost. You're able to change somebody's mind, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You're able to clean them up, Lord. Have mercy right now, Lord. Save to the uttermost, oh, Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. Have compassion, Lord. Jesus, touch right now, Lord. You know every situation. Fix it for us, oh, Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. Oh, my God, I pray right now upon the souls that are listed on the prayer list. Touch them, oh, Lord. Save, Jesus. Heal, Lord. Have mercy, oh, Lord. Stretch out your merciful hand. Touch right now, Lord. Heal and deliver, Lord. Blot out of transgression. Let sin be forgiven. Move, Lord. Move, Jesus, by your spirit, oh, Lord. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Let the spirit of God reveal. Move, Jesus. Jesus, heal, Lord. Heal, Jesus. Heal the cancer. Heal the low blood pressure. Heal the high blood pressure in the name of Jesus. Heal, Lord, from the COVID. Heal, Lord, Somebody need help in the name of Jesus. Somebody need healing. Somebody need deliverance. Touch, Lord, in the name of Jesus. All those who are listed on the prayer list, touch them, Jesus. Heal their bodies. Save their souls, oh Lord. Deliver, oh Lord. Help them, oh Lord. Convert tonight. Sanctify and fill with the Holy Ghost. Jesus, look on your preacher. Oh, my God. Help us to preach your word. Help us to proclaim the gospel. Help us, Lord, to tell. Oh, my God. Help us, Lord, to tell of your goodness. Help us, Jesus, to let somebody know that you're able to save. You're able to heal and deliver. You're able to forgive sins. You're able to blot out the transgressions. Help us, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless the Lord. Continue to save, Jesus. Save, Lord. Save, Jesus. Take control, O Lord. Let your spirit be there. Let your blood come, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you've done.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ah, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Oh, Lord, you're so worthy, Lord. Your name is worthy to be praised. Help us to praise you. Help us to be thankful. Help us, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. Oh, my God. You know all about us, oh, Lord. You know every situation. You know, Jesus. You know how to deliver. You know how to fix it, oh, Lord. We're dependent on you, and we're looking to you. The author and the finisher of our faith, we pray that you will go with us. Stand by us. Look on your ministers, O Lord. Help us to work while it is day, for night cometh when no man can work. Help us to take faith and be about your business. Help us to get in a hurry. Oh, my God. Help us, O Lord.
Help,
see
Lord.
Your face. Help us,
yes,
Jesus.
Help us. Help,
oh, yes. Help. Oh, yes, Lord. Help us, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Help us to do your will.
Help
us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. We know you're able. We thank you, oh, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Continue to go with us and stand by us. We'll give our name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Service into the hands of Eunice Hameen.
Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. I can't do nothing but bear witness to that word. The word of God is right. Praise be to God. These days that we're living in, the last days, even the more we need to be proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, because of all the false prophets that have risen and deceiving the people. We need to preach the word. We need to preach the gospel like never before. Hallelujah. Because people are listening to all kinds of falsehoods. It's out there. It's many false prophets, as Jesus said it would be. And there are so many that have risen and have deceived many. So we need to really, really proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. People need to hear the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Not all this other stuff that's going on and everything else is being said. We need to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to preach it every opportunity that we get. And I thank God for this word. It's very powerful. Or whoever you are and you've been born again, you have a work to do. Just like she stated, you don't have to be in a pulpit.
But Amen. God can use you anywhere and
yes,
any
he can.
Way he wants to use you.
Amen.
If you encounter a soul that needs to be delivered, you might not proclaim and say, the Lord sent me to preach, but if God want to preach through you, God will do just that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just thank
yes.
God, hallelujah, for this great word of God. And I want to encourage everyone to just take heed. Take heed to the word of God. And mm-hmm. in order to be effective, you have to know that the Lord has called you and that
yes.
the Lord has sent you. Amen. Because he promised that he would be with us always, even unto the end of the earth, the world. He will never leave us, neither will he forsake us, but he'll be there, and he will prove himself. Because when he sent his disciples out, and he gave them power over all the unclean spirits and to heal all manner of diseases, when they went out, the Lord was working with them. Praise be to God. So God, he wants to save
you. Amen.
Thank God. I truly, truly enjoy the word of God. And this is the Lord just speaking to us, especially those of us who have been called to preach. The Lord wants us to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. You don't have time for all the extras and everything else.
Amen.
The pure gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I also thank God for the prayer and for his touch in that
prayer.
I want to encourage you, Evangelist May, to continue to let the Lord have his way and to use you. And we thank God for this broadcast. And at this time, we're going to give way for remarks. And if you say to God, God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist May. And she was saying, talking about proclaiming the gospel and encouraging the preachers, preach the gospel. And Evangelist Amen. Said a lot of the things that, you know, I was thinking about. And what Evangelist May Bell began to talk about, how preachers, they have to be sent. And how she began to say, you know, some were put up, and she told the truth. Some people, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to talk about it, but it's the truth anyhow. And, you know, these things are being done, and, you know, people are being put up in places, and they're talking about things that are damaging the flock of God. But if God has sent a preacher, and I've seen it, I tell you the things that she began to say of how I've seen the Lord call someone who was called to preach, Vanna Cynthia. And I remember I was a little girl, and I watched, not a little girl, but I was a teenager, and I watched the Lord call her and deal with her. And so I tell you, it was, the Lord was really moving her and using her. And the way he did it, even as a young person, it was evident. And that's how it'll be, you know, when the Lord calls a prayer. But it was good. It was good. And like I said, some people, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it, but it's the truth anyhow. Evangelist May Bell, you keep on preaching the word of God, and I also enjoy the prayer as well. Amen. God bless you.
Praise God. I thank God for the word of God that came on this evening. Amen. You know, God, he's real.
Yes,
and
he is.
If he called you, you're going to preach the word.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
You're going to preach that word.
Amen.
If you don't, something happens somewhere that calls you not to preach that word. But if he called you, when you get up to proclaim, you're going to proclaim the gospel, not
Amen.
The gospel.
Amen.
Amen. And God, he sent Ezekiel to the false shepherds. He called them false shepherds. He sent them to the false shepherds. And
Amen.
He told them, he said, woe be unto you. Woe be unto the shepherds of Israel. Amen. Because they were supposed to have been preaching the word, but they wasn't feeding the flock. They was getting fat off of the stuff they was doing, but the flock was lacking. So it's very important that we preach the word of God. I don't care if you preach two words, Jesus' word.
That's right.
That's the gossip. Amen. It ain't gossip.
Amen.
That's the gospel.
Amen.
And that's what we must do, preach the word of God. And I just thank God for the word of God. I'm more encouraged tonight. amen, to go on and preach the word of God. Amen.
Right.
When I was out in the world, I didn't like gossip, and I still don't like it. A bunch of he said, she said. People
yeah,
go, that's what
yeah.
preachers get up, and that's what they talk about. They get
amen.
Up and talk about something somebody told them.
Amen.
Oh, I was sitting here last night, and somebody came over, the neighbor. They talking about the neighbor, the tree in the yard, and all of that stuff. But what about the soul that's sitting there looking for something?
Yeah.
Amen. You got to feed the flock of God.
Amen.
Take it upon your shoulders and feed them. Because like the preacher began to preach, if you have sure enough been called by God, you're going to preach the gospel. And I just thank God for the word of God. I want to encourage you, the shepherds out there, amen, to preach the word of God. Don't nobody care about your doctrine. Don't nobody care about your car, what you went to school, college, and what you gained in life and none of that. Nobody's worried about that. Souls of men
no.
are dying every day.
Yes,
with
Lord.
God, God on their side.
Amen.
And who? Who? God asked Isaiah a question, who will go?
Amen.
Who? Who's going to go and tell the people?
Yeah.
Amen. I just thank God for the word of God. Saints, be encouraged. Amen. Preachers, preach the word. Pray
amen.
My faith in the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And praise God. We thank God for all the beautiful remarks, exhortations. And I tell you, that's a soul-stirring message. Every preacher ought to be stirred up and ready to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm telling you, people are in need. And
yes.
all this good
yes,
stuff
they are.
Going on, we really need to go forth like never before.
Amen.
Like we stated there, some shepherds, God is going to hold these people responsible.
Yes, indeed.
This is God's heritage. These are God's people. And you giving God any old thing and treating God's people any kind of way, God is going to hold you accountable for that.
Yes, he is. Yes.
So let's preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. I just thank God. I'm just stirred up. Feel like going on claiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we thank God for all things. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for all of the exhortations, the remarks. Sound like everybody's ready to preach. Thank the Lord. That's all right. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're supposed to be doing. So I thank the Lord. I enjoyed the remarks and exhortations. And I thank God for this opportunity to project the word of God. We got to preach the gospel. I just thank God for this opportunity. I'm asking those of you that can get a word of prayer through, continue to pray for me and this broadcast. The Lord, he's blessing. May not be able to see, but he's blessing. Somebody is being blessed, and I thank God for it. So I want to encourage you to continue to listen into the broadcast. We'll be back here again on Sunday night, p.m. This is the Lord's will, and if that's all, thank the Lord for Evangelist Hameen, Evangelist Khadija, and your faithfulness. Thank the Lord for Evangelist Cynthia and Sister Cheryl. I thank the Lord for all of you and all of our listeners. That's it. This brings the broadcast to an end, and we look forward to seeing back here again on Sunday night, 7 p.m. God bless you. Good night.